Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Morenci. I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. The tip-off is on NBA Finals, Game 5. Pretty much the must-win situation. Listen, teams that win Game 5 of series that are tied at 2 in the NBA Finals go on to win 73% of the time. I think it's a must-win situation for both teams. We'll be breaking it down. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, not with us today. He filled in for Carver on Coast to Coast, but we've got Dave Sharapan representing Toronto because we know that Cam would be betting on the Blue Jays tonight, so Sharapan's decked out in the Blue Jay gear. What's up, Dave?
Without a doubt, Gabriel. I figured, you know, we're going to be on the whole time together, and without Cam to either sing the Blue Jay song or, you know, smelt.
Okay, Blue Jays?
Yeah.
Okay. Blue Jays. Let's play ball. He knows all the words. I don't know all the words. Something about we got a diamond, we got a bat, something like that. But I know the okay Blue Jay part.
When he gets going on that, we just kind of both sit back in our chair and just let him go. I love when he does it. But Manoah's a gigantic favorite today, but Manoah's been good and the Blue Jays win. So, yeah, we got the Blue Jay garb on. You know, for all the people that they're maybe missing Cam, I'll try to fill the shoes best I can.
Yeah, Alek Manoah on the hill for the Toronto Blue Jays tonight.
Yeah.
They are 8-3 in his 11 starts. So he started 11 games. The Blue Jays have won 8 of them. Blue Jays are scorching hot right now, 13-4 in their last 17 games. Paul Bovey's going to join us. Always hot. Scorching. Paul Bovey's going to step up and in. Speaking of Bovey, we did hit Modotigal at the Belmont, cashed a nice plus 250 with the Belmont Stakes winner. But we got Paul's take on Game 5 NBA Finals. Dave, this is massive stuff tonight. We know the Boston Celtics guys are 7-0 straight up, 7-0 against the spread off of a loss. But I feel as if though tonight is the night that trend comes to an end, Dave.
I kind of feel the same way, Gabe. I've been going back and forth with this. It feels like it's been forever since Game 4. Like the wait for this game, you know, and they traveled in between, so I guess they got the extra day, but it felt like there should have been a Game 5 last night. Like the rhythmic timing of everything, it should have been last night and it wasn't. So the hype is real. The number's 4. It's been 4, 3.5, 4. It just bounces back and forth. I'm with you. I think the trend, you know, breaks today. I'm leaning Golden State. The total's moving. I think we finally got to a number where we're seeing it.
And it's moving down. It's like an elevator coming down to 210.5 right now.
Yes. What do you think about that? First thought. I mean, me and you've been on the over a lot.
Listen. Yeah. But you know, you and me, remember I said the other night, not biting on the over. I didn't like the short turnaround, Dave. I thought Game 4, historically
Correct.
Game 4.
Correct.
It's amazing how NBA final trends, series trends repeat themselves. And Game 4 has always been that sort of, you know what the other team is doing now. Somebody's down 2-1 type thing. It gets realer and it tightens up. I think since they haven't played a game in 3 weeks, Dave, there's going to be fresh legs tonight.
Right?
They haven't played. Yeah. Should be fresher legs tonight once again. I'm leaning with the over. I'm leaning with the over here.
Might be at the right height, too, this morning. We're in Golden State. Right.
So shout out. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it. Sirius XM channel 159 Sports Grid Radio Networks. We've got Paul Bovey going to be joining us in a couple of moments. Dave Sharapan in-house for the full show. tonight. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, was on with Pharrell earlier. Cam will be back with us tomorrow. Matt Perrault will join us from Las Vegas, Nevada, one of Sherrapad's boys. And you see them every morning here. I'm assuming, listen, he's the Boston representation. Yes. Figured I'd show some love for Boston tonight and bring Matt on. Figured if Matt wasn't going to come on tonight or this week, when will we ever have him on?
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, you know, according to him, Sox, the Patriots are going to win a division. He's still not sold on the Red Sox, but yeah, he'll be on Boston Moneyline. I mean, that's what he did today on the Bostonian versus the Book Show that we do.
Patriots win the division.
Oh, he's all over it. Oh, yeah, the same division that the Bills are in. That's what I keep telling him. Like, do you understand?
The Miami Dolphins are better than the Patriots, in my opinion.
Please make sure you save that for the 4 o'clock hour, please. That would be perfect way to lead it.
I'm not going to push it and say that the Patriots will be in last place because I'm not going to say I'm not going to go that far. So the Jets are better than the Jets, but no, they're not. They're not. But I do believe that the Dolphins are better than the Patriots. Like I view as a Buffalo Bill fan, I view the Dolphins as a bigger threat than the Patriots.
I firmly I agree with you. But some people in Boston might disagree.
I also believe that the Mac Jones love fest is like
it's a little too much, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, for a guy like he's a game manager, bro, and everyone acts like yeah. It's funny too because I looked at his numbers. They're like he had an awesome rookie year, and I look at two of his numbers. Like they have the same numbers. I'm like, so one guy blows, the other guy's awesome.
Well, one guy got smashed the ball over. You know, that was the thing. He didn't turn the ball over. Tua threw those picks at inopportune times. So. You know,
I can't dispute that. All right, we'll get into it. We got Paul Bovey stepping up in it. So the current point spread is 4 right now. Do you guys want to know what's amazing? 4 is the key number here. So we're in game 4. Through 4 games, you know what the accumulated score is, Dave, of the NBA Finals?
I would love to know.
Golden State, 422. Boston, 421.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yet every game's been like double digits. Yet it's only 1 point differential.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it. Raging Redhead Cam Stewart, not off today, but he was on with Scotty Farrell earlier. So we've got Sherrapad for the duration. We got Paul Bovey. We got Matt Perrault. We got the coach, James Young. And I believe Berman's back from his 13th vacation of the year as well. So let's bring in Paul Bovey right now. Paul, critical key. Game 5 tonight. Game 5 winners go on to win 73% of the time when a series is tied at 2. Boston have been incredibly resilient, and in fact, they've been perfect. They've been 7-0 straight up, 7-0 against the spread, off of a loss in the postseason. Golden State Warriors 10-1 on their home court. What's your take tonight? Can Boston continue to be perfect off of a loss, Paul?
Give me a little foreplay here. First of all, I heard all this stuff about Blue Jays. So here it is, Sherrapad. I'm going to give you 3 numbers. You give me the players for these 3 numbers, Blue Jay history, 0, 9, and 11. If you get that, you win a free buffet anywhere you want in Vegas.
Wow. Okay. Toronto Blue Jay history.
Come on.
Those are player numbers or those are – monumental.
It's pretty random numbers, man. It's pretty random numbers. I'm thinking.
Domiso Garcia is one of them.
Forget about Domingo. You're out already. You're out. Okay, forget it.
Alfredo Griffin.
Ernie Witt.
You're out too. You better stick to the Vancouver Grizzlies or the Vancouver. Whatever you're doing on Friday night.
Paul's coming out firing.
Lloyd Mosby was number 11.
All right. No. First of all, it's Al Oliver, John Olerud, and Bell. That's it. 0-9-11. I'm not a Blue Jay fan, and even I know that.
John Olerud. You come up with this, Paul. You guys trying to show us up here. Who's number 0, 3, and 9 from the Blues? What the hell is he talking about?
Listen, a guy like working Garcia out all the time, thinking the
I
numbers should
be compared. Thought Ernie Witt was like 00 or something like that. 0, 00. But nevertheless, we all know John Olerud wore the helmet. That's what people know him for, except Ricky Henderson.
That's true. Yeah. I'll tell you a story about this Domiso Garcia. I'll never forget. I was in Puerto Plata, and it was around 1991. So I hit on this girl. And she goes, oh, my boyfriend, he played baseball. Who's your boyfriend? Domiso Garcia. So I always remember Domiso Garcia as the boyfriend of this girl that I hit on.
In lucky Florida. He didn't get killed down there.
You moved on pretty quickly, didn't you, Paul?
Yeah, you're smart. Yeah, hey. You should walk away after that. Yeah.
You did. You don't mess around in these Latin countries because you'd never know who they're with. That's the problem. And I always use that rule of thumb, and it's certainly
if they're going to shoot at Big Poppy, they'll shoot at anybody.
Right.
Right.
Put it that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, even Big Poppy ain't vulnerable to it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
Anyway, I don't know how you wear these hats, man. I'm already sweating up here. But, hey, Dave, congratulations.
You have hair.
Congratulations on Mo Donegal, by the way. I did see that, and I hope you saw that as per promise, I did put up my head-to-head matchups, and I said, go against Rich Strike. I've posted 11 head-to-head matchups between the Preakness and the Belmont, and no lie, this is not tout nonsense. I hit 11-0. Okay, so 3-0 on the Belmont.
Smoking.
We kill these matchups. They're very lucrative.
Yep.
I played Mo Donegal to win place and show, so I swept the board there. I thought for a second I hit the trifecta, but I did not. For a minute there. And I got to tell you, too, like, they don't even tell you. Like, they just focus in on the winner after. I had to go elsewhere. It's pretty bad when you're watching a race. Oh, Dave, it's pretty bad when you're watching a race. I'm like, so who finished second and third, Tirico? And what about fourth, bro? Yeah. He starts going on under pageantry. I'm like, dude, I got a trifecta here, buddy. And I'm like, losing it, man. I'm like, typing around. And I thought, this is garbage. I got to go somewhere else to find out the results. They didn't give the results on TV for like 10 minutes, I think. And even then, I was quick on the way. Oh, by the way, I was going to pay this. Bye-bye.
It's one of the most frustrating things when you watch
coverage
of the races. Because, listen, this happened to me for the Derby. And I was like, okay, I hit it. Can you tell me what the price is? I got to know. I was going crazy. Watching it. I'm like, I left the place I was watching the race and didn't know whether I hit it or not until I drove home. I knew I hit it. I didn't know what it paid. So I think as a note to network coverage, put the prices up like on the tote board like they do on the race coverage. Right, Paulie? Comes up on the tote board immediately.
I'm gonna go one better on this one. If you're playing head-to-heads, sometimes your horse is back of the field. I have literally been in a situation where my horse has finished 17th, and I'm hoping that the horse I bet against finished 18th. So it's,
they're not going to tell you. Like, barely, like, maybe for a second, like a quick blip on the way out. Here's a final result. Boom, and they're gone.
Yeah, exactly. So now we can get it. We can ease into the NBA. But of note, I did say that the Ranger game was going to be 2-1, and it ended up 3-1 with an empty netter, but unfortunately the Rangers did go down, but we hit that under with plus money. So we'll go into the NBA, and I got winners, I got props, I got whatever you need tonight, and we're going to cash some tickets.
All right, well, let's do this. I was going to ask you, though, Paul, it's too bad, too. I wanted to go. It's just too late to pull off right now if we're going to do it right. But you're an international man. Have you been to Montreal before, Paul? I know I've hung out with you in Toronto before, and I know you've been to Vancouver before, but what about Montreal? What are your experiences there?
The
Formula
Hotel,
One Grand Prix. You ever been to the Grand Prix weekend in Montreal before?
The Hotel de la Montagne. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, you're damn right. So you know the pool up there and the roof deck.
Oh, yeah, baby.
What a party, yeah?
Yeah.
It's closed now. I don't know why or how. I was like, why would you close this place? Like, it's packed all the time. Like, it makes no sense. They closed it. I think they made it a condo, actually. That's why.
I don't know.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave, it was a bar right downtown Montreal. It's in a hotel, Hotel de la Montagne. And that's Paul, and basically, we'll cut to the chase. There's a club downstairs called Wanda's, right?
Oh.
That a lot of the baseball players frequent and professional athletes frequent.
Oh.
And the Wanda staff would frequent this place during the day in suntan. So basically, it was a party. Let's just tell you that way. I spent, that place, you know how many times, like, you can't leave that place, Paul. I remember, like, I'd go there at, like, 3 in the afternoon. I'd be like, next thing I know, it's midnight. I'm like, man, I've been here 8 hours, man. Great place.
8 hours? Well, damn, you got more staying power than Cam Stewart, that's for sure. Because the guy couldn't
I can't.
That's a story for another day.
Yeah, one show and Cam's tapped out for the day. I mean, hey, and Dave's like 10 shows a day.
Right. I mean, come on. Let's go.
I know.
See, you guys, I'm going to tell you why I came on hot, because I heard you guys last week and you said you were setting me up something and I didn't fire any insults at you. Okay. Well, today.
Oh, yeah. It was the Ranger ticket prices. That was it. We wanted to break your heart and tell you they were going for like 100K.
Yeah. 100,000 you could have gone for a game 7. If there was a game 7.
Nah, probably. Like Paul said, just because some jerk asked for that doesn't mean he was going to get it.
Yeah.
There's no way he got 100K for that. No way.
No way.
Not for hockey. I don't
know. Nah,
forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
That's 5K. Maybe, you know what I mean? Maybe 6, 5 to 7K from some Wall Street. Yeah. Maybe 10. 14,
yeah, 14.
For game 7, 10K. 20 dimes for 2 tickets. All right. But let's be real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into the NBA on the other side. I've got props, too. And I'm going right back to the same well that I hit the other night, and I'm confident in it, and I'll tell you why on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Game time decisions. Countdown to tip-off is on right now. And we got Paul Bovey with us, Dave Sherapin. Let's get down to business. Golden State Warriors laying 4 points, total 210.5, Paul. I said as we went into the break on, when was it? It was on Friday, I guess. It feels like it was an eternity ago. when they played in the last game, I took Andrew Wiggins over 1.5 3-point shots. So he's gone over the 1.5 in 3 of the 4 games. It's 1.5 again this evening, and I don't see any reason why not to take it. Steph Curry on the road, they make his prop 4.5 threes. At home, they make it 5.5. It's plus money. I'm going to roll the dice with the over 5.5 because I know the volume is going to be there. Klay Thompson is 3.5. You've got to sort of hold your breath and hope that he gets the 4. Yet he has started to hit some shots, and we hit this the other night. So I'm actually taking the exact same props I took the other night. I'm taking Andrew Wiggins over 1.5 threes, Curry over 5.5 threes, Thompson over 3.5 threes, Draymond Green under 7.5 points, and Draymond Green I was going to go over rebounds, but I think I'm going to play it, Paul. Rebounds and assists. Because Draymond, even Draymond knows he's so bad now, he doesn't want to shoot even. Right? Even when he gets the ball into the basket, you see he doesn't want to shoot. So I think he's going to contribute tonight, though. I think he'll crash the boards. He'll get us some rebounds. I think he'll get us some assists because he's not going to want to shoot the ball. So I'm pretty confident with my props. We hit him. We swept the board the other night with the props. I like these props again tonight. What props are you looking at tonight, Paul?
First of all, let me address Draymond, because the problem is he could conceivably go under 30 minutes tonight. Somebody has got to get less minutes because Looney has been the guy. This guy, he's been on the court 81 minutes this series. They are a plus 36 in those 81 minutes. In the other 111 minutes, the Celtics are actually a plus 35. So I think Kerr, 2 games ago, made a mistake. He only played him for 17 minutes. Now, last game, he started Otto Porter, thinking he was going to get more offense. Porter, 8.2 points per game during the regular season. Looney, only 6. They fall behind by 7 points early on, the Warriors did. He pulls Porter, puts in Looney, and they promptly outscore them. And then Porter comes back in the game 3 minutes later, and guess who goes out is Draymond. And then the Warriors rang up 15 points in the next 4 minutes of the quarter, and they were only outscored by virtue of a late three-point shot by Pritchard, which, by the way, put the first quarter total over by a half a point. Broke my heart. I had the under for the game, a half and quarter, and I don't know how it miraculously went over. But Draymond Green, problem is, like, Kerr has made some good moves. I got to give him credit. I'm not a great fan of his, but the question is, at what point does he just pull the plug on the guy who has not made a three-point shot this entire series, who is 6 of 30, I believe, 6 of 26, I believe, shooting this series. So I have no confidence in any Draymond Green's.
So you got to like the under 7.5 points then. You agree with the the 7.5 points. How is he going to get 8 points, this guy?
That part of it I kind of do, because I think he'll defer, as you say, because he realizes he is now a liability and he wants to stay on the court. And I think if he just makes a couple wrong moves early on, he'll just play Porter and Looney together and he'll just pull Draymond. I mean, he's got to get offense from somewhere. And last game, Warriors credit, 28-19 in the fourth quarter. They were a minus 40 in the fourth quarter in the previous game. And then they outscore him by 9 points. So obviously he made some good moves, and he made some good moves in the fourth quarter with Draymond. And he pulled him. And he would put Poole in when he needed offense, put Draymond in when he needed defense.
Paulie, I was gonna jump in there and say, all right, so if Draymond is going to be down for points – all right, you know, and the boys put the graphics up with the player point totals. Who are you looking at to fill those point totals? Because, I mean, I think the Jordan Poole numbers not really being adjusted. I think him over 11.5 is probably a good play. And, you know, me and Peralt, who will be on later, he's been on Wiggins. The Wiggins numbers adjusted. I mean, it's 17.5. Now he almost has to, you know, 18 points is a good game. He's been averaging close to, what, 15, 16. So I think the number just
he tops out at about 18, Wiggins. That's his sort of his because he's playing great defense as well. Yeah. I'm with Dave. I actually think Jordan Poole, he's been okay. He's had a couple of spurts. He hit the big threes when he went back home, Paul.
Yes.
And the other night he had the quick 10-11 points right away, and he finished with 17. But I think all the Warriors are going to be better tonight, Dave and Paul. What's your take, Paul?
Okay, so look, I'm not going to overthink this. All right, Looney has averaged 6.3 points per game during the playoffs in 20 minutes of time. He got 28 minutes last game. Kerr came out after the game and was very adamant that he underplayed him in game 3, and he has to give him more minutes. He's one of their best scorers. He's in the right spot all the time. So if he starts tonight, which there is a possibility he will, he's going to get at least the 28 minutes, and he's averaging 6.3 in 20 minutes. So by virtue of that, you're at a point expectancy of about 8.4 if he does, if he has an average game with those minutes. So I'm going to go with Looney, overs, rebounds, points, points, rebounds, assists, steals and blocks. He should have steals and blocks for only 1.5. He, in the four games, he's a plus 21 in 28 minutes, a plus 24 in 21 minutes, a minus 2 in 25 minutes, and a minus 7 in 17 minutes. Best player on the court. I wouldn't overthink this. The guy's numbers haven't been pushed up, and he's got to play him.
Paul wants to get Looney tonight. I'm not going to argue this. Are you buying what he's selling? Is he making a convincing case? Do you share a pen? Looney, Paul.
Oh, he definitely is. I mean, that's not that he has to play him more to win the game, but they just showed it, and they just kind of proved it in game four.
It's only 6.5 is prop, too, for the player.
Right, I mean, like, it's not being adjusted because it's not being played. That's why I think it's a good bet, because it's the books aren't getting the action on it anyway, so they just throw up the same number they've been using, and Paulie just broke it down. If he plays more minutes, he's probably going to go over that number.
So just let me throw in one more thing. Porter has played over 20 minutes in two games. Those were the two losses. He's played 15 minutes in two games, and those were the two convincing wins by the Warriors. So where do the minutes go? You think he plays Porter less? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with Draymond Porter Poole, but I do know that Looney does not lose minutes. Anything else is guesswork.
I'm going to say to you guys, I do know that people have hammered the Draymond Green prop. It's 6.5 now. 6.5. It was 7.5. Not only that, it's 6.5. You've got to lay minus. So actually, you're getting plus 112. You're getting plus 112 when you're under 6.5. I still like it. I still think at plus money, it's worth a look here. I don't think he's going to get to 7. I think he'll have 4, maybe five points. All right, Paul, what do you think about the tempo? You said you were on the under the other night. I thought with the short turnaround, historically, game fours of the NBA Finals have been the under game. Now they've had a couple of days off. What's your opinion on the pace and the tempo tonight? The numbers come down to 210.5.
Okay, so to me, the value is no longer there. I've been on the total 4 games this series. I'm 3-1. I was over first game. And then went 2 or 3 the next 3. So I'm going to take the side here. I'm going to go against the man under the hat. I'm going to take the Celtics plus the 4. They have been money, major money off a loss, 12-1 against the spread straight up since January 29th. And you got to go with the value here. The problem with the Celtics is they stink during the clutch, during crunch time. Clutch minutes, 5-point game or less, 5 minutes or less, 13-22 straight up in the regular season. That's 26th in the league, 7-5 these playoffs, and that's with a
they're getting beat in these clutch moments, Paul, too, by the new that stat, the clutch time by Golden State. That's been a big difference here, especially the other night. In games in the fourth quarter, with under 5 minutes left, and the score was within 5. That's what they define a clutch moment.
Exactly. In other words, you can call it what you want. You can call it freezing up. You can call it choking. It's like a kicker coming in and changing his motion, his kicking motion, for the winning field goal and just missing. These guys tend to start dribbling. They don't pass. They don't play winning basketball. The ball's not supposed to hit the floor. It's supposed to be passed till there's an open shot, not a guy in isolation dribbling, looking, and then milking the 24-second clock and taking an ugly shot.
Paul Bovey with us. All right, Paul, I don't know if we can get to all your props. What else do you got for us besides Looney? What else are you looking at here tonight?
Well, that's basically it, man. There's enough there that I could sink my teeth into, and I just went Looney.
So you're going to play the points separately, or points, rebounds? How are you going to combine it?
I played them all. I played points, rebounds, assists, points and rebounds. I think it was 13.5.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Half rebounds alone, points alone, and I played the steals and blocks, which were only 1.5 because he does both. I think it was a bargain at both.
Wow. Paul Bovey. Great stuff as always, Paul. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gable Morency. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, is off tonight. He was with Scotty Farrell earlier in the day. We've got Dave Sharapan with us. Let's talk some baseball before Matt Peralt joins us. And you know he's going to upset me at some point in time. He's going to say something. He's going to drop something. I don't know. He's going to say something critical about the Buffalo Bills, probably.
Wow. But you can just come on, just get them right away with the, you know, the Patriots are going to finish. Are they going to finish ahead of the Jets in the division because they're going to finish?
Yeah, that's the question. That's the question of the day. Who finishes in last place of the division? The Jets or the Pats? We should play a trick on them. It'd be good if we did like a graphic, like today's poll question. What do you think our poll question today? Patriots or Jets? Who's the last place team in the division?
Right.
Who's the last place?
He'll be searching for it. It's only on the at Sports Grid Radio or wherever you follow, you know, at Sports Grid Grid Radio or at Sports Grid TV. No, it was on Sports Grid Radio because then he'll go there and look for it and then he'll go look because he'll go crazy. There's no way. Who would vote the Jets would not be the worst team in the division? Seriously.
Hey, listen, we do have a poll question up as far as the NBA finals are concerned. Razor thin. Get in at Sports Rage. 50.3% taking the Boston Celtics at plus four. 49.7% on the Golden State Warriors minus the four. And it should be noted that most of the time, the majority loses with my polls. Like whenever it's like, you know what I mean? Like it's one-sided. Yeah, you do. Like usually.
Razor thin.
And if you're just joining us right now, I brought it up earlier, guys. In the NBA Finals, we played four games. The accumulated score is 422 to 421.
That's unbelievable.
422 to 421.
Has every game been a double-digit win by the other team?
Yeah, not one of the games has been by 10 or less. And it's still even. It's weird. Yeah. There's been four blowouts, but the series feels even, too. It does. Like, you watch it, you're like, I don't know. Yes. These two teams are, like, totally even. Like, it's one of these. It's a tough series. But let's get back to the basketball.
How much does the officials come into play? Like the officials, it's literally different games by who's officiating the games. And I think we've seen that now a couple times. I don't know what this is going to go.
They should probably consider having a crew for the finals, shouldn't they? Well, the referees have like a rhythm and, you know, they know the style to play. And
another good idea.
It's a good point, though, bro. You're playing in the finals and it's like, wow, this ref does this. The other ref does this. That ref, like, it's so random. Have a crew. Like, say, all right, these are the best refs. They're doing the finals. We're not rotating. Like, it's just going to be this guy. He earned the right to, like, Zach Zarber earned the right to do the finals this year. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. Or, okay, two crews. One in one city. See, I'm full of great ideas for them. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? All right, these guys are doing these games here. These guys, whatever. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, but you're right. I don't think, though, tonight the officiating. I know, listen, people want to make a big deal out of everything. Even with Foster, I mean, I know the Chris Paul stuff, but for the most part, a lot of this stuff is sort of in people's heads. I will tell you tonight, like Mark Davis, one of the best referees in the league.
Yeah, there's no trend with him. It's the other guy, Brothers or Crothers.
Yeah, there was Foster's a trend with Mark Davis. When the Raptors won the title, they were like 13-1 with him. He actually did the Raptors game that they won the championship. And I think he did the game I was at that they won, actually. Like, I basically, it's one of these deals where whatever's Mark Davis, I'm like, oh, the Raptors are going to win. And what it is, I don't think he favors them. He just doesn't argue with, Nick Nurse doesn't argue with him. Like, Nick Nurse, like, argues with a lot of the refs a lot. Like, Nick Nurse is pretty combative with NBA referees, but he's not with Davis, so it's always a smooth operation. So, yeah, I think Davis, I saw Celtic fans complaining. Yeah, Tony Brothers is one of the refs tonight.
Yeah, that's the guy.
And you got, you got Josh Tiven, but Mark Davis is the head. He's the head ref. When it's all said and done, the players will decide what's going to happen today.
Can you imagine if, like, me, you, and Cam were an officiating crew for an NBA game? That would be phenomenal.
We'd get ripped hard, too. People would say we suck.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
I'd let everything go. That would be my deal. I'd just be watching.
Let him play.
I'd just, like, guys would be running each other over. I'd just be like,
get up.
Keep playing. I'd be like, I got nothing. Because I always say this. No. It always bothers me, Dave. Sometimes when a guy goes up trying to score and a guy jumps up to defend him, it doesn't have to be someone's wrong, Dave. Like, they always make a call one way or the other. Like, just once I like to see, boom, no call.
Nothing.
Play on. You both collided. You're both playing hard. No. Well, I was here first. No, play on. Like, they always have to make a call. Yeah. It's like, no, man, you guys smashed into each other. Keep playing. Right? Like, I swear, I'd keep the hockey in the pocket a lot.
That's the hockey players in us. Like, I think the same thing. There's just times where, listen, it's not a foul. I'm not even blowing a whistle to stop play. Just keep playing. Like, I'll know when a foul is, and I'll blow it. But, yeah, I mean, how many times, you know, playing hockey, we get told that's not a penalty. Get up and go. So you just get up and go. We're taught that at a young age.
Hey, Ukota, the coach of the Celtics, he actually has called Tatum out publicly. He said after, he goes, basically he said, my guys and Jason need to stop looking for fouls and earn the foul.
He said that publicly? Player.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. He said, he goes, what happened to you? He goes, I think Jason and my guys, they're looking for fouls instead of earning them. Saying, you know what, you're not going in hard enough, bro. Got to go in harder. And they'll give you the foul, but don't go in. And I like it. The NBA refs are like, bro, I'm not giving you this. It's the NBA Finals.
Right.
I'm not just giving you this, right? You've got to earn it. You know, you take it in hard, I'll blow the whistle. All right, let's get back to the basketball. Let's get in. What am I missing here, Dave, with this Braves number here? They've won 11 in a row. They're playing the Washington Nationals. How come they're not like minus 240 or something? Like, I don't understand this number. And not only are they red hot right now, the Braves, so Ian Anderson's on the hill. He's pitched well. But get this, Dave. The Braves have won 8 straight versus the Nationals in Washington as well.
Yep.
Not only are the Braves hot, guys, they're in their 11-game win streak, they've won 9 of the games by two runs or more, so the run lines. What am I missing, Dave? I like the Atlanta Braves tonight. Give me the Braves. Not even, I'm going to take the run line. It's only minus 154 right now. I'll just lay the price.
Correct. And this is one of the challenges of doing the lines or trying to determine what the number should be when a hot team is on the road, because you don't want to put it too high and give the bad guys, you know, the opportunity to take the home dog, or worse yet, to take a run and a half and plus money. You won't have that in this case, but I'm with you. How is this line not minus 150? And at what point will this line stop? I mean, that's, you know, the game's going to start in 15 minutes, approximately 20 minutes or so.
Well, it's jumped up to 154 now. It was 146.
Oh, I didn't hit refresh. Okay.
It's spiking. And let me hit refresh again.
See, in Vegas, it's 142 or 144 or 145. So
it's 154 currently right now at FanDuel, which I think is too light.
Wow.
I don't get it. And Gray has struggled at home as well. Like, I don't really understand.
Well, the Nationals are better on the road. They took three or four from Milwaukee, but they caught Milwaukee struggling, you know, and they scored a lot of runs off the back end of
the rotation. I guess that's the other thing, too, that they've beaten Milwaukee in a couple of games. Yeah. They're going back home here. But 150, you know, the market set it in the 40s. The bettors have put it up to the 50s, but they're not steaming it. Philadelphia Phillies, their 9-game win streak came to an end. So you got Nola on the hill here tonight against Alcantara, who currently right now, Dave, is the National League favorite to win the Cy Young. He's been that so good. Right,
yes. Is this an automatic play on him plus money? I think I saw this and I was like,
all right, if you're going to give me Alcantara and the Marlins plus money, I think that's got to be the side for me.
They've won six straight of his starts, Dave. And I talked about this on Sports Rage last night a bit. I said it's not something that people talk about, but it's a big part of my baseball handicap. I like to know, what's the team's record? I don't care about the guy's win-loss record, but what's the team's record when he starts, right? And
oh, I love that.
Dude.
I love that.
Yeah. No, exactly. So they've won his last six starts, Dave. The last six games that he's taken the hill, Alcantara, they've won. Not to mention, get this with Nola. Bro, they're just 4-8 when Nola's on the hill.
Yeah.
They've won his last, they have won his last two starts. But before that, he was 2-8 when Nola was on the hill. And so there's something to it here. Like, we're getting plus money. Phillies were red hot. Now they've lost. We got to do it in honor of Cam, because you know he'd be on the Marlins. You know he's
on
the Marlins.
Oh, without a doubt. He's on the fish. He always talks about the fish, the teams that are fish, and he likes the Marlins. And I you get one of the best pitchers, the odds on favorite to win the National League Cy Young at plus money. It doesn't happen. So it's just a good bet.
Because he's a Marlin. Yeah, people don't want to take him. Right. But like we said, they've won his last six starts.
There's something to that. I always use that in my handicapping too when I look at the games, because I just know, like, you know, when from coaching, there's kids that pitch and the team just plays better. There's more jump. They work with more pace. They strike out more batters. Whatever it is, the team plays better behind them. And then when they're playing better behind them or play with a lead, they end up hitting better too. So it all kind of snowballs. I really like it. I think the Marlins plus money again, it's got to be a part of the portfolio tonight.
Toronto Sharapan's decked out in the Blue Jays gear. Toronto Blue Jays 13-4 in their last 17 games, minus 295. So this is a run line play or a parlay if you're playing it. Blue Jays minus 1.5 is minus 134. Alek Manoah is on the hill for the Jays. Bradish goes for a Baltimore. Toronto absolutely owned Baltimore, Dave.
Yes.
I know a lot of teams do, but it's one of these, like, they literally drill them. Like, this is the first time they're playing this year, but to put it in perspective, they're 45-19 the last 64 games. So they played 64 times. The Jays have won 45. And how about this, Dave? The last 128 games between the Orioles and the Blue Jays in Toronto. Okay?
Okay.
So the last 128 games in Toronto between these two teams, the Jays are 88-40.
That's 66, 68.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just a blind bet. Like, just it's a yearly thing. They smash Baltimore.
Wow.
Bradish
gives up home runs too, by the way. He's a young kid who the first time through the league, he was pitching really well. And now the second time and third time through, he gives up almost two homers a game. So there'll be a couple guys on the Blue Jays you can pick to hit a home run.
Home run fest today,
yep. And Toronto team total over. I don't know about the game total over, because Manoah may give up only one run. This game may finish 6-1 Blue Jays and get under.
Yeah, good point.
But I like the Toronto team total over. In addition to, I mean, anything you can do to not lay 280.
I'm going to lay the run and a half. I'm going to hope for the best. Okay. I'm going to lay the run and a half and hope for the best. Yeah. But like you said, I don't think Manoah will give up very much. Maybe he gives up a run, max two, but maybe he won't even give up any. I wouldn't be surprised if the Jays won like 5-0 or something. You know, another thing is too, they're on the road, Dave, but it was in Detroit. Detroit-Toronto is, it's like seriously.
You drive right?
It's a 28-minute charter for them type thing.
Oh, yeah.
It'll take like longer to get from the stadium to the airport than in the air. Like, and at home in Toronto after, like, from the airport. Right. Driving, like, it's fast. Like, Detroit-Toronto flight. So it's not as if though, like, it's, you know, oh, they're back home after some long road trip. No. They were in Detroit.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Detroit. They were in Detroit. All right, we'll break it down more on the other side. More baseball picks and more with Dave Sharapen.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. Countdown to the NBA Finals continues as well. But we got baseball coming up in a couple of moments. And you know what? I'm glad these games are starting at a normal hour. I'm not a fan of the 6:40 baseball starts. 7:05, the way it was meant to be. All right? Get your bets in, no problem, this 6:40 crap. Give me the Atlanta Braves, -154. Miami Marlins, +110. Toronto Blue Jays, -1.5, -134. Those would be my early picks. I'm going to pass on the White Sox and Tigers game. Dave, what do you got for us?
Miami Marlins got to be a play. I think Atlanta and over, if you're going to parlay that. And I think the Toronto team total, rather than laying that big thing. I mean, you can lay the run line. Manoah, I can't decide on his K's. I don't know if it's an over or under. It's going to fall right around that number. So I think I'm leaning under on Manoah K's early.
So our early picks, Atlanta Braves and the Marlins. So two early baseball picks to go along with the run line play with the Toronto Blue Jays. We were talking about the dominance that the Jays have over the Baltimore Orioles. Very similar situation, Dave, with the Redbirds, St. Louis Cardinals over your Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm sure I don't need to tell you. Same thing. So how about this? The Cards and Bucks, they played six times this year. The Cards have won five of them.
Yeah.
How about this, Dave? Cardinals are 48-21 in their last 69 games against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
It's literally one out of every five or six if they're lucky. They play each other 18 times a season. The Buccos win four.
The Cards either sweep or you get the two or three. So
every single time. Yes.
It's -190. So it's
climbed parlay. Up. Hello. Whoa.
Yeah. You got to parlay it. It's parlay.
Wow.
Question is, who's the Cardinals dance partner?
Cardinals.
I'm going to say Cardinals and Giants parlayed. Giants to beat Kansas City tonight. That'll be some plus money there, too.
Yeah.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.